Welcome to Connection Strategies with Ron Zukenik, helping people in business embrace the power of connection. And now, here's your host, Ron Zukenik.
Welcome to Connection Strategies. I'm Ron Zukenik, and I'm always glad you can join us. As always, we have so much to share, and today is no exception. If you are a repeat listener, thank you so much for returning. If you're not a repeat listener, but it's your first time, it's a simple idea. It's called Connection Strategies. I invite in people that are passionate about connection, whether it's online or face-to-face, but they're thought leaders, they're passionate about the connection process, and I always do two 20-minute segments, and today, you're going to hear from Dawn Peachy, which is part of a dynamic team. My friend Joe Peachy and, of course, Dawn Peachy, known as Peachy and Peachy. So, and we're going to get into that. So let's just jump right into the program. I want to introduce Dawn Peachy, P-I-C-I. So who is Dawn? I find her insightful, inspiring, vibrant, a business strategist, a speaker, a trainer, and all these things. She's the co-founder and CEO of Peachy and Peachy, and she's developed all kinds of stuff. They got books published. They've proven. Dawn is just too much. You're just too great to have on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on and saying all those nice things.
Yeah, of course, I can hardly wait to hear what we've got to say, but. I really want to get into some things because you are so passionate about developing rapport. And I know you've created a program called Rapport Mastery. But what I find really interesting about your background is you have taken this mastery program and you have a method for using DISC, right? D-I-S-C as a model of human for real world situations. So just so the listening audience really gets it. Let's define DISC as a model of human behavior. Can we start with that?
Absolutely. When we're talking about the DISC, and DISC is not something we invented. It's important people understand that. DISC has been around since the Greeks, all right, since Greek philosopher times. And what people realized was that, you know, we kind of fall into some unique combination of four different types. And because some people are slower paced and some people are fast paced. Pace is one of the issues. There are people who, like Ron. Ron is very fast paced. He talks fast, walks fast, decides fast, does a million different things at one time. And some people are fast paced. Other individuals are slower paced. And by slower, I don't mean that they're less intelligent. I mean that they like to think about things. They want to look before they leap. And there's not a right or a wrong. There's not a better or best. It's just, as we say in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, the cloth you've been cut out of. And so and nobody's all of one or all of the other. We have tendencies. We tend to lean a little bit either more fast-paced or we tend to lean a little bit more slower-paced. But
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask you because you threw something out at you know. I know you're out in the fine state of Florida, but what is this Pennsylvania Dutch country? Is that where you're originally from?
That's where I'm from. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what they say there. Wow. Dawn, let me ask you this. A lot of people use DISC as a model. Look, everybody's a unique blend of one another. We know that, but I think people confuse it because they're trying to get people to adapt to them. When I've always had the impression. Yeah. That you use DISC as a way to adapt to people. Is that your take on it as well?
Oh, absolutely. Because, for instance, just talking about pace, if you're fast-paced and I'm slow-paced, and if I talk to you like this, okay, gone. You're absolutely gone, all right? And that's irritating. But we have to understand that if I'm slow-paced and you're fast-paced and you're rattling things off, that's just as irritating to a slower-paced person. And here's the interesting thing. We connect with individuals. Our first impression of whether or not we like them or we think we can get along with them is pace. And if I don't match your pace, they're not going to hear what I'm saying.
Got it. Let me ask you this. I'm curious. You know, I can see using DISC as a model of human behavior when you're face to face with people. But I'm curious, is that adaptable to, like, and of course, we always spend a lot of time talking about LinkedIn from the standpoint of social selling and connection. Can I use a DISC as a model of human behavior to adapt? Can I determine that online from people's profiles?
You know, that's a good question. I think with some people you can get a tendency from it, but here's the challenge with DISC. Nobody is one thing all the time.
Okay.
We have to adapt to the behavior style people are exhibiting at the time. For instance, you can be very fast-paced, but if you get in a situation that is confusing you or you're hit with a lot of different things at one time and then the phone rings and it's somebody with something else, you may be slow. You might slow down the pace and you may be coming at me from a slower position. And this is the mistake that people make. They really think that this is some canned approach of manipulation that I can get you to do something. And really what DISC is about is listening more carefully, watching for cues so that I can adapt to you in the behavior style that you're exhibiting at the time. We've been in many sales situations where somebody starts off and they're very slow-paced, task-oriented, and we're giving them a lot of detail, and then all of a sudden they flip to being fast-paced, you know, task oriented, and we've got to go with them. It is an art form, and it really is something that, like, when somebody's doing their LinkedIn profile, can I tell certain things about them that might be their primary trait? Yes. But when I pick up the phone to contact them, it doesn't mean they're going to be pulling from that trait at that moment.
It makes a tremendous amount of sense. So look, the one thing that I know we both know is that the connection between you and I, Dawn, is between you and I and something else. So what I've got to do is I've got to be able to develop rapport, right? Let's think about that for just a second. So I'm interested in developing a rapport. I want to build a relationship with Dawn Peachy. I want to have some mutual understanding or some empathy that makes communication possible and easy. And ever since I've gone through DISC training and became certified as a DISC certified instructor, I've been able to better communicate with people. Now, my question to both you and Joe, but to yourself, is you train people on DISC. I know that you can certify people on DISC, but there's no shortage of other models of human behavior that you can lean on. Why DISC? What did you find about DISC that you said, hey, this is what we're going to sink our teeth into and make a difference and develop rapport with people?
I think there's two things that set Joe and I and what we do with DISC apart. One of the reasons why we chose DISC was because it was the most relatable, easy to understand, and you get immediate application. When we start training people, you know, faces start to appear before your eyes, because it reminds you of people. But the second thing, and the thing that really distinguishes Joe and I, is that too often, and Ron, I'm sure you've seen this as well, that people use DISC as like a parlor game. I'm a this, you're that, and because I'm this, like you were saying before, you need to just adapt to me. You know, this is what I am, and this is all I'm ever going to be, so put up with me, you know. And what Joe and I teach, what Joe and I teach is how to adapt and to go deeper. We've applied the DISC model of human behavior to real life situations, whether it's in listening, whether it's in assertive communication, whether it's in conflict resolution, whether it's in a sales meeting, you know, where you're, you know, we've taken this and taking it so much deeper than just this little parlor game that people laugh at and then they go away and it does not change anything. We're here to help people adapt to one another and appreciate one another so that they can celebrate one another, not just tolerate them.
Oh, I love that. By the way, for those that are just tuning in, maybe in the middle of all this, I'm talking to Dawn Peachy, who is the co-founder and CEO of Peachy & Peachy, P-I-C-I. So at least you know that a pretty dynamic team. By the way, Dawn, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been married to Joe?
It'll be 42 years this year.
Okay, 42 years. Now,
I was a child bride, John. Ron, I was child.
Oh, I know that. I look
10
at you.
Years old.
Yeah, I know that you're just a baby, but I just wanted to let you know, Dawn, that I last October I started celebrating my 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
I just wanted to tell you that. But I do want to point this out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I want to point out, Dawn, that I've only been married for 36 years. But I heard so much about the 50th. It sounded so good. And I said to myself, why am I going to wait 14 years to start my celebration when I can start that celebration now?
Oh, I love that.
I know, because you hear about people, they wait for this one big day. But I think you're all about celebration in your work. I mean, look, one of your books was Fueled by Greatness. And not that we're talking about being fueled by greatness, but tie that in. Help me out. How do you get fueled by greatness?
You know, by understanding, first of all, that everyone has a seed of greatness inside of them. I love Dennis Waitley's book, The 10 Seeds of Greatness.
Okay.
And that book was so paradigm shifting for me because I tend to be very hard on myself. And when I realized that seed of greatness is not just inside of me, but it's inside of every human being. And unfortunately, we tend to walk around in mediocrity. And the way we conquer that is to realize that, yes, we have a seed, all right, and that's we have to know it's there, but greatness doesn't happen by accident. No one ever showed up at the Olympics one day and said, you know what, they've never trained or anything, but I think I'm going to run the 400 relay, you don't do that. Greatness happens because day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year, we continue to pursue greatness and excellence in our lives.
Great. I love that. And by the way, of course, as I just mentioned to everybody, a co-author of Sell Naked on the Phone, Sell Naked on the Phone, I won't tell you, and Fueled by Greatness. So I want everybody to know that there are some books there. Now, help me out, Dawn. You've been married for 42 years. And somewhere during those 42 years, you got into DISC, right? This model of human behavior. And you started to understand, along with your wonderful husband, how you can help adapt to one another. Isn't it safe to say that your relationship got better in marriage?
Oh, yeah.
As a result?
Oh, yeah. And not that we had a bad relationship to start with, but there are things that drive you crazy. You know, opposites attract, and then if they really don't understand DISC, opposites will attack. There were things that drove us both crazy about the other, and it was very enlightening, and it was incredibly powerful for our children. And I have developed a system and a training for parents to understand how to communicate more effectively with their children based on human behavior.
So let's talk. Look, we're going to get in the second part of being together, Dawn. We're going to get into this whole area of rapport mastery, which is really a tremendous program that I know you do. And I want to be able to talk about it. But just and just some other comments about DISC. Again, is it something, and I'm not clear that I understood it. Is it something, a model? Does it help me in understanding how to communicate with people online? Can I tell that easily in communication via email, as an example? Can I tell it they're moving at a slower, task-oriented pace? Or is that valid or not?
It is somewhat. But like I say, like for instance, let's say somebody is a CPA and you get an email from them that has lots of detail. You're looking at a person who is detail oriented. Other people can send me an email and it's got three bullet points. And
Got it.
You understand. So now I know I'm dealing with a faster paced person. But again, we are human beings. We're not robots. So that when I call somebody, let's say I get an email and now we're going to pick up the phone. What I will always do is start off slower pace because I can always speed it up. I can always get a little louder and a little faster. But if I start off real loud and real fast with a slow paced person, I've lost them.
Got it. That makes sense. Now, by the way, I want to make sure everybody gets this. So I always want to make sure people know how to reach you, Dawn. So number one, Dawn Picci, P-I-C-I, could be found on LinkedIn. That's one place, right, Dawn?
I'm sure. Absolutely. Connect with me on LinkedIn because I've got a free ebook on the 11 LinkedIn pitfalls that I'll gladly send you. Find me out there on LinkedIn. I will gladly connect with you.
Okay, so you're not at 30,000 connections yet?
No.
Okay, I hope not because I don't want you to dump me. You see, that's what I don't want to have.
I won't dump you. Okay. I will not dump you.
Okay,
plus,
by the way,
Ron, actually, LinkedIn, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but what I found out from LinkedIn is that they take you by a case-by-case basis, that you can go over the limit. If you've been a good doobie and you have been connecting with people properly and you've been responding to people in a timely manner, they're going to let you connect with more.
Oh, really? Because I know you can have more followers over 30,000. And we just spoke with Michael O'Neill that had about 33,000. But some of the other big social sellers in the world can't seem to get over it. And they're big, nice people. But maybe, Dawn, you know something we don't know. And that's why you're
Well, here's the thing. Here's one of the tips. Okay, this is a little ninja tip.
I do want a ninja tip.
All right. When you when you're looking at the people who have requested to connect with you, within 14 days, 21 days, within the month, make up your mind you're either going to ignore them or you're going to connect with them. And most people will do that. But the one that trips them up is when you have sent invitations to connect with other people and they haven't, and maybe that connection has been sitting there for a year and you just didn't really look at that list, that's a red flag to LinkedIn that you're trying to connect with people who don't want anything to do with you.
Got it. So the suggestion then would be what? To remove.
Don't leave it on there for more than a month.
Yeah, don't leave it on for more than a month and then withdraw it. Got it. So listen, I want to make sure we're tracking. So you can find Dawn Picci, P-I-C-I, on LinkedIn. You could go to Picci and Picci. So that's A-N-D Picci, Picci and A-N, you know, A-N-D Picci.com. Any other way, Dawn, do you want them to email you or just go to the website and find all your information?
You can get my information there. And the easiest way to connect with me is through LinkedIn. You know, send me a message or go to Dawn at PeachyandPeachy.com. That's my email.
Got it. And by the way, I do know that you do got that on your website. You got the three keys for building rapport, which everybody, we will be talking about in our second segment with Dawn. So please, it's a free e-course and it's some great stuff. By the way, you can find this interview on my website, which is ronsekinnick.com, or you can go to podcastnradio.com, and you can certainly subscribe on iTunes. I'm easy to find. I'm easily reachable. Dawn, in closing, I always like to leave the listening audience thinking about something. Thinking is a high level of activity. So I call them thinking points for connecting forward. So Dawn, what thinking point can you leave for the audience today?
I want you to think about how valuable that person that gave you a business card, that prospective client, that prospective person that you have not connected with on LinkedIn, how valuable that person would be to you over the course of the next 10 or 20 years. My example of this is I met a gal in 1993. I cold contacted her at a restaurant. I had her business card. I called her over the course of the next 2 years. I called her twice, and it was never a good time to get together. And I almost threw that business card away numerous times.
Yeah.
I finally got to sit with her 2 years after I originally met her. She has become a client of ours. She has been a client of ours since 1995.
Wow.
Now that's more than 20 years. And not only she's been a client of ours, but she has sent us numerous people who have become clients of ours. And here's what we do is we tend to hold back and we either have a chicken list because we don't have the skills on the phone. That's one of the things we teach is how to be able to pick up the phone and book that appointment. We get people an 80 to 90% success rate for booking appointments on the phone. So either you didn't call them because you were unsure of what to say, or you were disorganized, or you didn't really know how to leverage LinkedIn to get to the decision makers that would be quality referrals for you. And how much is that person going to be worth to you over the course of the next 10 years? Take a look at your list, the list of people that you haven't called, the things that you haven't done, how much money is sitting there?
Love it. Thank you so much. And by the way, we're going to talk a lot more about connecting on LinkedIn and developing rapport mastery in our second segment with Dawn. Dawn, thank you so much. What a pleasure to be with you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for listening to Connection Strategies with Ron Zukenik. To learn more about Ron Zukenik and the work he does as speaker and trainer, visit ronzukenik.com. This podcast is powered by David Wolf and podcastandradio.com.